Hello, and welcome to Pokemon Podcast. I am Ethan Armstrong, and with me today is...
Charizard Gamer, co-host.
And...
Shiny Mew Master, other co-host.
Shiny Mew Master is formerly known Hannah, who appeared in one of our earlier episodes. I don't remember which. Do you, either of you remember?
It was the second one, right?
No. Maybe.
Third?
I don't know, second or third.
It was third.
No, I think it was the second one. Yeah, it was the second one. Yeah, she appeared in our second one.
Yep.
But anyway,
that's why I'm totally awesome.
Yeah, she's hyper as always. She's funny as always.
And loving Mew as always.
Oh. In fact, today we are actually gonna be talking about Mew.
Yes!
So
And I also have my Pokédex is here, which both pages turned on Mew.
Did I mention that I'm the host?
No, I don't.
Well, I'm Ethan Armstrong co-host. I mean, I am Ethan Armstrong host.
Wait, oh yeah.
If you already did, I bet the people watching this would be like, "You already said that!"
Eh. Good luck your craziness.
No. I don't think I have a gun at you. Don't make me shoot.
Anyway, guys, Ethan Armstrong's actually gonna be called from now on Venusaur Gamer.
Oh yeah, my name is Venus. My nickname is gonna be Venusaur Gamer from now on. So, because as you've heard, my favorite Pokemon evolution is Bulbasaur's evolution.
Why do you like Venusaur?
Stop asking me that question. I don't know.
Because what?
Because
it has a giant flower on its back and can evolve into a Mega Mew. I mean, Mega.
Sorry.
I mean, the Mega Venusaur, which has an even bigger flower on its back.
Sure, let's go with that. Let's go with that.
And you'd like to pick it?
Sure.
Would you like to pick it?
Let's go with that.
Oh, it says a Rotom here could turn into Heat Rotom. Although, and then this one is Wash Rotom. And then this one is Wash Rotom. This one is Frost Rotom. And then the other one is Fat Rotom.
Get her to stop.
And then there's a Ball Rotom.
Get her to stop.
Oh, and he looks so cool.
Charizard Gamer. Help.
Okay.
Help, Charizard Gamer.
Oh,
please.
The washing machine has a tiny cord on it. That kind of.
Charizard Gamer.
Yeah. I like the robot.
Help.
Sorry, that's your sister.
Ha!
That's your sister, your family, not mine.
Oh, whatever. Anyways, let's talk about Mew. We've already wasted 3 minutes.
We have?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Okay.
But I love Mew!
Hannah, would you like to start us off with a puck? Or.
With the description and
Shiny
its Mews?
Yeah. Shiny Mew Master, would you like to start us off with the Pokedex information?
I sure would. Okay. It said that within Mew's cells rests the
entirety
of the Pokemon's genetic codes. This mythical Pokemon can turn into invisible to keep others from noticing it. And its moves and level up and learn move are Pound, Reflectite, Transform, Mega Punch, Metronome, Sidekick,
Barrier, Metronome.
Ancient Power.
Metronome.
Stop.
Metronome.
Don't make me do that
okay,
again.
Okay.
Venusaur, stop it.
Ancient
okay.
Power, Amnesia, Me First.
Me first!
Baton Pass? Nasty Plot?
No, me first.
Oreo Spear. It has no moves taught by people. Mew can learn every TM and HM. Mew can learn every move that tutors will teach in exchange for shards.
Tutors.
The gender is unknown. And because it can use all kinds of moves. Many scientists believe that Mew to be an ancestor of Pokemon. Sounds interesting. How to obtain only blah, blah, blah. lots of stuff we don't need to know. The HP, I have no idea what the HP is. Attack is good.
What's defense the Pokédex number?
Four.
Wait, what?
It says four. Four right there. That's good-ish.
Let me see. Now, what's the Pokédex number?
Oh, wait, guys, I know the Pokédex number from you.
Oh, it's 151.
That's good.
Yep, 151.
Mm-hmm. And the attack is good. The defense, 151, I think. Special attack, I have no idea. I think the defense is 151. Logan, can you check? I mean, Charizard Gamer, can you check on that?
No, this is a Pokédex number.
Wait, check on what? Because I can't quite hear you.
No, it's okay. Hannah, 151 is the Pokédex number.
What?
There's 152 Pokemon in Gen 1, which is the first generation of Pokemon ever released.
No. There's only 151.
Whatever.
150
Can we also talk about Mewtwo?
Yeah.
151 is Mew.
Okay, but, I was close. But yeah, there's only 151.
Can we also talk about Mewtwo?
Hannah, yes we can. Yes, we can, but please don't interrupt me.
Pokemon, gotta catch
them all. There are 151. There are 151 Pokemon.
What?
In Generation 1 Pokemon, which is the first Pokemon ever released. It was released in Pokemon Red, Pokemon Blue, Pokemon Who? Green,
Who was the
Pokemon Fire Red, Pokemon Leaf
Who was
Green,
the first
and
Pokemon ever released?
That would be with Bulbasaur. He's Pokedex number 1.
What?
He's also...
Did you know that Mew was actually one of the most rarest Pokemon to find, and is capable of powerful psychic attack.
I have a Mew on Omega Ruby.
And I have a stuffed Mew. Well, it's not actually stuffed. It's just a stuffed animal Mew.
Was I right when I said the first one I ever created was Bulbasaur?
Sorry, guys. I don't have an actual stuffed Mew. I have a stuffed animal Mew.
Okay, yeah, I just got confirmation that, that Bulbasaur was indeed the first ever created. Take that!
What?!
Take that, Hannah, take that, Logan!
I thought it was Rhyhorn.
Wait, no, Ethan, the first Pokemon that was ever created was Rhydon.
It was the first Pokemon ever designed, right?
Yeah, you're right, I forgot about that.
It was
the first Pokemon to be ever created. If you go into Japan and the Pokemon thing, area, district thing, there's a huge statue of Rhydon. It's really awesome. Mm.
Really?
Yep. So,
Did you say Rhyhorn or Rhydon?
Rhydon.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said Rhyhorn.
Yeah, I knew it was one of the first created ones. I knew it was the first created one. One of them was. I knew that, but I forgot.
Wow. Oh. Very interesting.
So.
Can I have your lunch tomorrow?
No.
just one berry?
Let's talk about what we're supposed to be talking about.
I want to talk about lunch.
Then go out.
Lunch.
Okay.
It's dinner.
We're here to talk about Pokemon.
Wait, did we have dinner tonight?
No, we didn't, but we had a really good big lunch.
I want to have dinner!
Okay, get out. Seriously, let's talk about Mew. So, yeah, Mew, it's just like all cute, isn't it? It's all cute.
Swat. You better not call it cute. It's awesome. Okay, here are the reasons...
It's all cute, but...
Here are the reasons why I love Mew. It's cute. It's awesome. He can levitate. He can use awesome powers. He's mythical. No. Don't think about it. He...
Can fall back in his chair.
If you say one more insulting thing, alright, here are the five good reasons why you must not cover my mouth.
Mewtwo.
Those are very good reasons. We just reenacted something from Charlie Brown.
Here are the five good reasons I want you to cut. Wait, here are five good reasons.
Those are very good reasons. Okay, anyways, let's talk about me. So he looks all cute.
Remember this?
He looks all cute, but then whenever he attacks, he's like all powerful.
Thank you.
Actually, if you're wondering, guys, who came in first, Mewtwo or Mew in the Pokédex? It's actually Mewtwo. But for me, I was like, I thought Mew was always first in a Pokédex, but I guess not.
Well, it's interesting. So the story behind Mewtwo is that.
Wait, Ethan, I'm a
Venusaur
gamer. Can I explain that, please? Because I have a really good theory.
Turn it off.
No.
Turn it off.
No. Justin! Oh, no. Justin!
Hannah's messing with our intro and outro music.
Justin! Hannah's no, wait. Rogue, no, wait. Pikachu again! No, wait. This is
Mega Evolution sign.
Okay. Mega Evolution sign! Running!
Hannah's messing with our intro and outro song.
A Pokemon sign that says gotta catch them all, and then the X and Y thing that just comes out, and then...
Hannah, they're here to listen to Mew and Mewtwo, not your...
And they're here to listen to my punching your face off! Arrgh!
Get out of my chair.
I'm the host now! Oh, look, I'm not the host. I'm the host now! Oh, look, I'm not the host. I'm the host now! Move over.
No, Move over. Go back to your loser chair.
Movie coming soon.
Okay, so
this is the VIP chair.
Go back to your loser chair.
You mean the VIP chair?
Sure.
Guys, go back to your VIP chair. I have something important to say.
This is the worst chair ever invented.
Guys,
you go ahead.
Their Legendary Pictures just announced they're working with the Pokemon Company to make a live action Pokemon movie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome.
Real life people having Pokemon.
Wait, what? Pokemon are real?
In a movie.
What? No!
So, guys, this may have to be a long episode because of our, let's just say...
Technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Here are five good reasons why you should be quiet.
Stop that! Okay. Let's tell the backstory of Mew and Mewtwo.
Here is 10 good reasons.
Can I tell the story now?
How about we both explain it?
Alright,
yeah.
You start off the story, then I'll end it.
Okay.
No, wait, what? Okay.
It was a dark and stormy night.
No, wait. Then it may have been night. It may have been night. It may have been stormy. But one thing for sure, it was dark. No, wait. It may have been dark. It may have been stormy.
Be quiet so I can tell the backstory of you.
Anyway. It may have been dark, it may have been stormy, but one thing that was for sure is that it was night.
Okay, so, without interruptions, it was a dark and stormy night. Actually, no, it wasn't. Be quiet. So, some scientists, I don't know what region, stop it! Some scientists, I don't know what region they're from, captured Mew. Kanto. Captured.
No!
Captured. The reason I'm pausing is I'm trying to get. Stop Hannah from being so crazy.
They didn't capture Mew. They captured some of the
fur
sample.
Okay, sure. Oh, I did not know that, but. Huh. But, anyways, in any case, they start to test it. they started to test the DNA sample, and then they made a bunch of failed experiments. I think one of them was actually Ditto. Am I right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, can I continue on the story?
But I'll tell a little bit more, and whenever I get to the part about But so they were testing they were making failed experiments, and finally Mewtwo is born along with some other clones. Now Logan, you can go ahead or charge the gamer.
I have to call you back.
Why? Why?
Is our gamer?
Yeah, I think his phone may have died. Yep. So, well, Charizard Gamer's phone just died, so...
We think that. We are not sure about the mystery until he tells us.
So he may call back, he may not. Let's hope he calls back. But me and Hannah may have to finish this show on our own.
I've never finished a show alone before.
Now, me and, me and what's Shiny Mew Master. This is gonna be a special long episode. This is not gonna happen every time.
Yeah!
Or it might if, Hannah's always this crazy. this may be our new standard for how long it takes. But, In any case, the full story is that after Mewtwo was created with some other clones, be quiet.
My tooth is coming in. What?
TMI. I don't know why, but TMI. I'm a poet and didn't know it.
He's a poet, but he didn't know it.
So,
couldn't show it.
So, after Mewtwo was created, he rebelled against humans because he thought that they were, because he was jealous of the original Mew, like, because he was just a clone. And they were testing on him, so he didn't like that, so he broke up. And he eventually came up with this, or he eventually started rebelling against humans, there is a movie where he actually takes Ash's Pokemon. He does not kill them, but he clones them, and he has this big clone Pokemon army.
Whoa.
To try to beat the real things. And then Mew and Mewtwo fight. And at this time, Mewtwo's heart is, like, cold. Like, it's a bad guy. And then, Mew and Mewtwo fight. And they're destroying things around them. Like, Pokemon and stuff around them. And they don't even notice it. So Ash tries to come in. And he tries to stop them. And then he, gets turned to stone.
How?
I don't know. Powers. And then when, Mewtwo saw that, his heart melted. And he became good guy. And he returned Pokemon and... He became good, and then in the next movie, he was a good guy.
Did he come to Ash?
And I don't think so.
How about Mew?
But he turned into a good guy. He tried to protect all his clones. Just try to make sure they live. But yeah, that's the backstory behind Mewtwo.
And what about Mew?
Mew, no one really knows. It's just all we know really is that it's believed to be an ancient Pokemon.
No, it's not. It's a new one.
And it's also believed to be related to all Pokemon. That's all I know. But, so, yeah, I guess we're gonna have to end this episode without, Charizard Gamer. I regret to say. I hope you like this video, though.
That's me. That's my best wolf.
So...
Ethan has a good sheep friend named Bookie.
I named it when I was young, as in like 4 years old, or maybe younger.
Bookie and Ethan sitting in a tree.
It's a stuffed animal.
Yes. society.
I'm not even sure if it's stuffed.
First comes love, second comes marriage.
Why would I marry a stuffed animal? Oh, or whatever it is. So, anyways, I regret to say that we're not going to be able to end it with Charizard Gamer. But wait. Hannah's the new, Shiny Mew Master is controlling the music this time. But, before we go, I just want to say our next episode will be coming out soon, so keep an eye out for it.
Mewtwo?
Yes. No, we did Mew and Mewtwo in this one, so no.
So, it's gonna be about...
We'll decide that later.
It's gonna be about Pichu.
No, we'll decide that later. Whatever.
Lunala and Solgaleo, if any of you guys have Pokemon Moon.
And or Sun.
Or Sun.
And Hannah, we'll decide...
Lunala is in Moon.
We'll decide...
I have Lunala!
We'll decide it on it later, okay?
I'm hungry.
Anyways... See you guys later.
Arrgh!
Hit the computer. As in, not really though.